Thessalonians chapter 4, we'll start our readings there. I'll have several through there. This one on yet? So we have to turn it on. There we go. At least I wander away from here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And some of this is I got from Ryan's lesson the other day, so I appreciate you for his illustrations. It's helped me do this a little clearer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Starting with verse 14. For since we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so though through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For we declare to you by the word of God from the Lord that we who are alive and are left until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry and the command and with the voice of the archangel and with the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. We've heard this many times. Who are these people? I want to be part of this group. It says, those who believe that Jesus died and rose again. That's us, right? That's us. Even though Jesus will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, those are the ones that have died. So remember the church, remember his kingdom, they've fallen asleep. He will bring, or he will declare by the word of the Lord. Is that a, he declares by the word of the Lord, is that a good source? Very good source. So this is something we need to listen to. That we are alive, alive and left until the coming of the Lord will not precede those that are fallen asleep. Those who have died. We, if the Lord comes today or whenever he comes, if we are still alive, we're not going to go to heaven before they are. We're not, God's not going to take us first, but he's going to take those who have fallen asleep or died with him first. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and a voice of the archangel and the sound of the trumpet. Do you think anybody's going to miss it? You think anybody's going to be asleep and not know it? And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we are alive and left will be caught up together in the air and never be with him. I will be part of that group. And everybody needs to be part of that group. So that's, you've got two groups here. One that people has already passed on that were in Christ. How did they get in Christ? And it says we, he's talking to the Thessalonian church or to the Marshville church, we are alive at that time, we'll be caught up with him also. How did they get to be in that group? How did they get to be in Christ? 2 Thessalonians 5:17. Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away, behold, all things have come new. If anybody be in Christ, those who died in Thessalonians were in Christ. So if anybody's in Christ, what's the difference? He says he's a new creature. Being in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away, all things have come new. You're a different person than what you were before you was baptized. You're totally different. Galatians chapter 3. We're not jumping too far around, but a little bit. Galatians chapter 3. little bit more about how did we get in Christ. I want to be part of the in Christ group. Galatians 3, starting with verse 24. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came. The Old Testament was our guardian. It was our tutor. It was the one that taught us what God wants us to do until Christ came. It was our tutor. It was our guardian. In order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we have no longer under a guardian. Christ has come, so the old law has passed away. Our tutor is no longer needed. We have Christ. For in Christ Jesus, we are all sons of God through faith. Faith that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Faith that He rose from the dead. Faith that He took away our sins and He made us sons of God through faith. Verse 27. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. That's how we get in Christ. We're baptized into Christ. We want to be part of that group that's Christ is going to come and meet the Lord in the air. The in Christ group. You put on Christ, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave or free, male or female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. It doesn't make any difference what nationality, it don't make any difference what sex you are, it don't make any difference what slave or free or what. Christ can make you become one of His children. Verse 29. So if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to His promise. We're heirs. We're in Christ. The in Christ group. The one He died for and one He come and get. How did they get to be in Christ? They were baptized in Christ. They put on Christ. We're all one in Christ, and then it says we are heirs, part of the in Christ church. Jesus promised his apostles that the Holy Spirit would come upon them, and Peter preached the very first sermon in Acts 2. And he said, you have killed the very Son of God. And he said, then, brother, what shall we do? He says, repent and be baptized. And for the mission you send, you shall receive the gift of the Ghost. That was the very first sermon the Holy Spirit guided the apostles to preach. Verse 47, it says, and the Lord added to His church daily, those who are being saved, or to the in Christ group, those who are being saved. Christ added to saved to His number. So how did they get to be in that in Christ group? They were baptized in Christ. And He put them in this word. John 8:24 says, if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. So believing in Christ is very important, because if you don't believe, then you're going to die in your sins. Sin is what separates us from God, so we want to be not in that group. Jesus bought us back from our sinful selves, the sinful world, by His own precious blood. He paid the price. He loved us so much that He paid the price to save the world from their sins. John 3. Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Everybody knows what verse 16 is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. We've heard this verse many, many times. God loved us so much that He gave His Son to be a sacrifice for our sins, to buy us back, that the whole world should be saved. not will be saved, as some verses read, should be saved. Don't get old, you lose your words. The choice is still ours. We have a choice to believe in Christ or not. We have a choice to be baptized or not. So not all is going to be saved, but it should be saved because the power is there. The power is there. He has done what he said. Verse 17 of that deal. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Verse 18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he did not believe in the name of the only Son of God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So those who do not believe in God, don't believe in Christ, they're condemned already because they don't believe. The main choice of our lesson. Ephesians 1. The blessings we have in Christ. That's what my theme, but I was going backwards. This is the in Christ group. The blessings he gives to us. Ephesians 1, actually starting with verse 1, says, Paul the apostle of Jesus Christ, to the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus that are faithful in Christ Jesus. He's written it to the faithful saints. He's written it to us. Verse 3 said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven and with heavenly places. He's blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessings. So does the ones outside of Christ get spiritual blessings? No. The in Christ group gets those blessings. Verse 4 says, Even as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined us for the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ according to his will. Before the foundation of the world was set, Jesus knew what the rules was going to be. He predestined us, he ordained us, he decided that those who believe Christ Jesus was going to live holy and blameless life. And he gave us the opportunity that we can be holy, we can be blameless through the blood of Jesus Christ. But that's what his church is, his group is. Brian York, he'll use the illustration of a ball game the other day. He said he already knew before the ball game starts, he's going to win. Because the ones that play by the rules have the biggest score at the end of the game wins the game. God has already decided who's going to go to heaven before he laid the foundation of the earth. Those who are in Christ, those who are faithful to him, are the ones that he's going to come and get. The in Christ group is one he's coming back to get. In a football game, if a player doesn't show up for the game, doesn't look very good, does it? If a player in a football game doesn't play by the rules, he's probably kicked out, right? What happens to a Christian when he doesn't play by the rules? When he doesn't show up for worship? When he doesn't contain his personal life like he should? Is he still going to win the game? Something to think about. God has already predetermined, predecided that all who live godly lives will be one he's going to come and get. But that's before I had it myself, I hadn't even turned my page. When you finish that page, go to the next. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. Have you ever been to a birthday party and you got presents that you knew you couldn't ever afford, you didn't deserve, and they were just giving to you one that was fantastic present? And then there was another fantastic present. And they keep lavishing these wonderful gifts upon you. That's must have been only in my dreams, but Christ has done that to us. He's lavished us with many blessings that we don't even realize. This is a short deal that I've come up with. Here's my page. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross. That's love. That's a blessing that we have. He adopted us as sons. We become one of his heirs. We become one of his sons in Christ Jesus. We have redemptions of our sins. That's a blessing that the people don't have. He made known to us in this age what the mysterious plan to save man was. We can now go out and tell it. He said how he saved mankind. He put us in Christ. He put us in his family. He gave us a Christian family to help us live our Christian lives, help us support us. And there's wonderful works that the family here does. But that's spiritual blessings that sometimes we don't take advantage of sometimes. He helps us to bear one another's burdens. We're not here alone. We're here to help each other through this Christian life. Wonderful blessings he has. He had the wisdom and insight to know that his plan was going to work. Said, the devil's not going to win. The inside in Christ group is going to be the one that's going to win. He gave us the ability that we can live holy and blameless in Christ Jesus. We couldn't do it by ourselves. He gave us the blessings to forgive the sins that we can now be holy and blameless before God. He promised an inheritance in heaven. He promised he gave us the Holy Spirit to help us make sure we get that. He's done wonderful blessings to us, and that's very short version of some of the deals. But he knew this before he formed the earth. He already knew which group was going to heaven, the one that lived according to the plan, the one who loves him, loves him back. The plan is through Christ. It's only through Christ that we're going to have to get to heaven. His death, burial, and resurrection, and obeying the gospel and living for him as he, his church, or his called out people in this sinful world should live. Verse 9. Making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose that he set forth in Christ. Verse 10, as a plan for the fullness of time to relate all things to him, things in heaven and things on earth. Someday he's going to come back again, take those people that either have died in Christ with him, those who are still alive in Christ with him. So we must be ready when that time comes. Those who obey the gospel have all been added to his church. The point is today, are you in this group? Are you in the group that has been baptized into Christ? In the group that is going, that when he comes again, is going to raise up and see the Lord in the air? Have you obeyed the plan? You used to pick up a daisy when we had a girlfriend. She said, she loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not. And didn't know whether it's even or odd, depends what the answer was. Sometimes people, God loves me, I love him not. God loves me, I love him not. God loves me because I don't show up. I love him not because I don't show up to church. I love him not because I don't control my life and live for him. Which group are you in? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If the positive is true, the negative is true. If you do not love God, you're not keeping his commandments. There's another coming. It's coming. In 2 Thessalonians. Another group of people that I hope you're not in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting verse 7. And to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, afflicting vengeance on those who do not know God. There's people in the world today that are in that group. They don't know God. It's our job to tell them. It's their choice to believe it or not. But he's coming to those people who do not know God. There's group two. I hope today you're not in that group. But there's some that are. Those who do not obey God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's some here today that have not obeyed the gospel yet. And we don't know when God, Christ is coming again. But he's coming with flaming fire. Have not obeyed the gospel. They will suffer punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of our Lord, from the glory of his power, when he comes again, the day to be glorified. Those who do not know God, those who have not obeyed the gospel, will be punished with everlasting punishment. Four groups we talked about today. Those who died in Christ, those who may be alive when he comes, those groups that do not believe in God, and those that have not obeyed the gospel. Which group are you in today? You have a choice to change that. Which group are you in? How much do you love God? If you help me today, I want you to come, always stand and sing.